In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Titles like Everything I Really Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Sermon titles occasionally conform to the same premise as explanatory titles like that. Simple message behind or from the passage. And I hope that's what this morning's title gives you with Listen Up. The message of this morning's gospel, this passage on this last Sunday after the Epiphany, is the Transfiguration story. All three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, after Peter's confession, who do you say that I am? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. After the first of Jesus' predictions of the passion and the resurrection comes this transfiguration story, revealing the glory of the Son of God, and its purpose is directed toward the disciples. On the bottom of page 5, look with me, if you will, for a moment, at the very beginning, when 6 days after Peter had acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, verse 1, and his brother John, and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. Verse 2, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Peter and James and John were witnesses. Suddenly there appeared before them, as you turn over verse 3, Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. And Peter says to Jesus what we'd all say today. Let's post it on Facebook. Quick, let's tweet it out. Let everyone know. Instagram, get the message out. Well, not exactly. But let's capture the moment. Let's get stuck in the moment. Let's hold on to the moment as much as we can, because it's so fantastic. And just a few lines down there, verse 5, while he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Both the baptism of our Lord at the very beginning of this Epiphany season and the transfiguration on the Mount of Jesus at the end of this season, both of them have the same message. The voice of God, "This is my Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." One of my favorite memories from seminary comes from one of my homiletics classes, preaching classes. Yes, we did all have classes in preaching. I know that that's a surprise to some, at least in some places in the church. But I know that in this class, we'd all take turns preaching. It could be very artificial, but it's a good exercise. As classmates spread out across the chapel, and there were just, 10 people in a chapel that held 300. But in any case, there they were. And then after you preached, one professor had a particular habit. Everyone sat in a circle of chairs, and the preacher sat outside the circle. And the professor always began the post-preaching discussion with the exact same way. So, what did you hear? What a lancing question. What a powerful question after hearing a sermon. You were on the outside, paralyzed and powerless, thinking, wait a minute, that's not what I said. I didn't even say that, and I certainly didn't mean that. In any case, that's what happened. Because it was what the listeners heard. God speaks on the Mount of Transfiguration, and God speaks today in our lives? Are we listening to God? Do we listen up? It begs the question, what do we listen to? In the morning when we hit the floor with the 24-hour news and weather, whether it's radio or television, or what do we listen to? Our smartphones, our droids, our radios, our iPods, our iPads, our iPhones. After a while, it does sound kind of self-centered, doesn't it? I mean, they put I in front of it for a reason. I'm not trying to bash technology, but it can become a little self-focused, right? I love the thumbnail definition of sin, which is drop the S, drop the N, and what's left? I. Me. Myself. In charge and focused on myself. So what do we listen to? Where do we listen? I mean, are we listening to the messages of our lives in the car, on the way to work, on the way home from work, at the gym, while we walk the dog, in the kitchen, sitting down, indoors, outdoors? We can't get away from noise. We want it all the time. And who do we listen to? To whom do we listen? What's the message of the music that we listen to, or our favorite TV shows, or the movies that we watch, or the sports that we watch and engage in, or talk radio, or whatever? On the Mount of Transfiguration and today, God speaks. And the real question is, are we listening? Because who we are has to do with who we are listening to. Right? Or to put it more grammatically correct, who we are has to do with to whom we listen. I have to remind myself all the time when I listen to just stop talking. Just be quiet. Just open my ears. And close my mouth. Or open my ears to God. We can see as we listen up the places and purposes of our daily lives transformed. The way we listen, what we listen to, just by listening up. The old proverb says, no one is as deaf as the man who will not listen. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, the beginning of love for the brethren is learning to listen to them. God speaks to us. In the morning, as we begin our day, are we listening? As we make those important decisions, are we listening? Listening to God. At the very important meeting, when a friend or a spouse or a child is talking, we can listen for God. We can listen up. We can listen to His Son. He doesn't want a hut. He wants our hearts. All of us, our lives. I love this. This group of professionals asked a group of kids to describe to them what love is. And this one little boy said, love is what's in the room at Christmas if you stop opening the presents and you listen. We can listen to God in some amazing ways. We listen to God through the Scripture, through the Scriptures that we hear, through the Scriptures that we read. 2 Timothy, Paul writes that all Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for training, for correction, for reproof, for training in righteousness. We can listen to God with each other's help, through fellowship. It's not a Lone Ranger exercise, this following Christ, is it? Hebrews 10 says that we should consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, and all the more as the day draws near. We can listen to God. Like the prophet, after the earthquake, after the fire, after the storms of life, through that still, small voice. James Hamilton tells this story, that before refrigerators, people used ice houses to preserve their food. And these ice houses had thick walls, no windows, and a tightly fitted door. In winter, when streams and lakes were frozen, large blocks of ice were cut, hauled to the ice houses, and covered with sawdust. Often the ice would last well into the summer. Well, one man lost a valuable watch while working in an ice house. He searched diligently for it, carefully raking through the sawdust. His fellow workers also looked, but despite their best efforts, it proved futile. Then a small boy heard about the search, and he slipped into the ice house during the noon hour and soon emerged with the watch. Amazed, the men asked him how he found it. "I closed the door," the boy replied, "lay down in the sawdust and kept very still. Soon I heard the watch ticking." Often the question is not whether God is speaking, but whether we are being still enough, quiet enough to hear God's voice. We march with Matthew on to the mountaintop with the disciples this day. And just as the disciples struggle to hear God's voice, we can struggle with the competitive voices in our own world. Listen up. We're reminded, even as we approach this preparatory season of Lent, to turn our hearts, to turn our minds, to turn our ears, as we journey with Jesus and we listen up. As we're seated, let us pray. Gracious and almighty God, we give you great thanks this day for your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for those first disciples, the fast followers and friends of Jesus, witnesses to his love. We pray that we too would hear your voice, O God, that we would hear it in our hearts, in our lives, this day, by the power of your Spirit, through Christ our Lord. Amen.